Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about emotions. For more information, please visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, as a psychologist, why address emotions specifically? I mean, surely just part of a normal life.
Of course, having emotions is part of normal life. When it comes to psychology, oftentimes we are trying to get rid of something or change something. And so we adopt various approaches, which could be attempts, you know, of changing our behavior so that we adjust our emotional life. Or we try to change our thinking patterns because of the emotions that they're evoking within us, those certain thoughts. Or we try to, you know, adjust other people because of their effect on our emotions. So if you like, the outcome often that we're looking for is to change something in our emotional experience. And frankly, these emotional experiences can really be summed up by the big four, which is the emotion of shame and regret and joy and sadness.
Okay, so then there's that phrase, emotional intelligence. Is that a real thing or is it just a hot word?
Both. So obviously it's a hot word, which means that it's kind of used in all sorts of contexts, which sometimes might not be very well founded. But more specific to our capacity socially is that in order to be competent members of society, of families, of relationships, it requires the ability that we can communicate our emotions, our own, and also read them sufficiently accurately when emotions are expressed by other people. So if you like, Marco, emotions really inform us very directly about ourselves, and they also communicate our experience to other people's and other people's experiences to us. So emotional intelligence is actually very central to the human experience.
Okay. And so what, from the view of a psychologist, what does that mean as well from your point of view?
Well, so if you like, when it comes to looking at psychological development, something that we can take into consideration is that we develop what we call an emotional identity. So there's a kind of temperament that's inborn and different per person. And if you have more than one child, you really see that directly. But we also have, each of us, a history of how other people have reacted to our expressions of the fundamental emotions that I referred to earlier. So if you like, we kind of develop a pattern of relationship and to our own emotional lives and how other people have either responded or reacted or not responded or reacted to our emotions. And clinically, what that means, psychologically speaking, is that our view of emotions, in fact, impacts how we view what we consider to be normal and then what we consider to be pathological. And that is significant because it pertains to diagnoses and treatment, etc.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca through her website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.